Okay, want to welcome everybody to the February 9th edition of Saturday AM Live. This is Vance Rogers, and I've got Ray Schwab with me. Not a special guest, just going to be my partner in crime, co-hosting this wonderful call today. And we are coming to you guys from Irvine, California, where we are in day three of the first ever Nikken MBA event. And Ray, did we ever figure out what MBA stands for?
No, somebody asked me last night, and I couldn't tell them.
Don't have a clue.
Sounds impressive, though. Yeah. We're getting an MBA in 3 days, so what more can you ask?
It's a good deal, since I never even got anything in college. I mean, you don't get anything for Bible school. It just makes you feel better. And people look at you and then ask you to marry and bury them or something like that. I don't know. But anyways, I think that the thing that Ray and we are just, Ray and I are bunk buddies. Well, we each got our own bed, but we're sharing a room here at the Doubletree. And I think the thing that jumped out at me from day one going into it, I wrote something down, and it simply was, When you bring 95, and I counted them, there's 95 of us here, diamonds and royal diamonds, and no platinums and golds and silvers and directs snuck in, don't worry. 95 diamonds and royal diamonds that are here from all over North America, and when you bring them together to literally contribute to Nikken in the direction of where we're going with this company in the future, is the key phrase that I wrote down was, Nikken listens and implementation follows. Because it's one thing just to, you know, pass an idea off or, you know, make this product suggestion or that. But if nothing happens after that, they say, oh, that's a great idea. And then, you know, 2 years later, nothing's changed. Well, that doesn't do anything. But that was really the key. And the website that I just mentioned, and I'll mention it again for everybody to look up, is simply shifthappens.wikispaces.com. And that's two words, shift, S-H-I-F-T, happens. wiki.spaces.com. And Ray, you saw the 8-minute video that Doug Braun opened the event with. What that, I mean, you're coming from a business background. What did that do for you?
Absolutely amazing. I couldn't believe all the research. And I just remember one particular thing, issue they talked about. And I mean, you better have a pen handy and watch it several times because it goes fast. But one point they made in there, and this is just indicative of how the world is changing, and I forget the number of years, it's like 10 or 15 or 20 years, China is going to be the largest English-speaking country in the world. So when we talk about future, I mean, this is where we should be a global nation, or global company, because that India will probably be second based on the population. And so the world is going to change, and there isn't a whole lot we can do about it right now. And so the growth in the automobile industry comes from Russia, India, and China again, and healthcare is going to do the same thing. Can you imagine the number of people that need health products in India and China?
And you've got a billion people in each country, yeah. China and India, and they said the amount of college graduates just in the next couple of years double or triple the amount of college graduates out of the U.S. And then one of the other statistics, and we're not going to bore you guys with a bunch of facts and figures, but most Americans, most college graduates will have 10 to 14 careers, not jobs, 10 to 14 careers by the age 38. And that's ridiculous. I mean, you're talking about people who went to school to get a degree to go into a specific field and switching jobs 10 to 14 times by their 38th birthday. I mean, that's ridiculous. 15%, one out of eight marriages start online. That's right now today. Last year, or 2 years ago in 2006, eBay did $6 billion in sales. And you're talking about people never crossing paths.
Doug Braun met his wife on the internet a couple of years ago.
Oh.
You know, and one thing too, in just to bring this back to Nikken, you know, for those of you on the phone, if you really want to do something for your family, and if you have children, everyone wants to leave a legacy, you know, what a way to prepare your children for to survive in the global economy that's going to come on is to have this company. And we're the number one total wellness company in the world. We have a product line, that industry that is second to none. Well, obviously it's going to be the biggest industry in the world. And we have the company to back it up. And so it's just, these are exciting times. That makes me wish I would have had kids now, but boy, we've got a program for our children, grandchildren, and so people that, like I said, that have a family, you can leave a legacy for your children. Your children will be doing NECAN. You can put it in a trust, or I don't know what, but I just get all carried away about this. But I'm excited. I'm going to renew, too. I'm staying in another year for sure.
Well, I think, Ray, the reason I mentioned that website, and it sounds like we've got somebody, a couple people else on the host line, and which is fine. I don't mind so much. Maybe it'll open up for some interesting dialogue. But if you could hit *6, if you dialed in the host code, if you use something other than 628-62#, if you could dial *6 and mute your line, that would help. There are a couple other people conversing in the background. Or just stay quiet, that'll help too. But Thursday night, getting back to the event, and the reason why I mentioned that website again, shifthappens.wikispaces.com, is I think for me it was an alarming wake-up call to realize that our culture, the 21st century, is being driven by the computer industry, the computer age. And Jerry White, Diamond from Spokane, we were talking about this over lunch yesterday, said, you know, he just taught at a course at a community college. I don't even know what the course was about, but he said he had 40 students in the class, and not one of them, when asked, carry on a conversation or have any social interaction with the person next to them, because they were they'd spent all their lives in front of a screen up to that point, you know, doing internet, doing email back and forth, instant texting each other. None of them had any social skills at all, period. So, I mean, it's just right. I said, well, that's the culture. And then you've got a lot of other factors in it. But the computer is driving. So if we don't, take note of that and realize that we need to make that shift as well and start realizing where people are going to spend that. Ray, let's go back to Thursday night, though. Ann Bodak opened up. Actually, Tom Watanabe opened up the event.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Just a very candid, heartfelt message. No teleprompter. Yeah, this is the beauty of a conference call, as it always happens. But again, if you're on the host line that you dialed in 157-361, if you could hit *6, that'd help us out a bunch, because I can't mute you out. So *6 on your phone. That's all you got to do, because we can hear you talking. I'm not just hearing things in my brain anymore. After Watanabe finished, then he turned it over to Bob Richards, who said a few words, and then he made the comment that, you know, people have left NECAN for different reasons or another, and people are coming back at an alarming rate. And everybody, literally, I don't think there was anybody that I talked to afterwards. Everybody, I saw people leaning over to each other, and they mentioned, you know, different distributors' names, but mostly it was revolving around, you know, one in particular that has come back and a lot of humility and ready to get stuff rocking and rolling. But Ray, I don't think anybody in that room was ready for what was unveiled.
I definitely was not. I thought it was a joke at first. Yes.
And Bob said, "So I want to welcome our next speaker, who is one who's coming back and out." Now, those of you who have been in NECAN for 5 years or less, this name won't mean anything to you. But those of you who have been around a while, out from one of the back doors walked Larry and Pat Prophet, and they have returned to NECAN. And they have a title as an ambassador, so to speak. I talked to Pat afterwards. It was just an amazing, moving, I guess you could call it a homecoming. But the words I wrote down that came out of Larry's mouth, and he did a good job of holding composure. But he said, "I left you, I abandoned you, and I beg for your forgiveness." And here's a guy who's been in the industry the majority of his life. He was one of the original trainers. He actually went over to Japan to help facilitate and introduce the concept of the humans being more training to NECAN at Isamu Masuda's request. And so it doesn't mean a lot for new people, however, but literally a part of our history has resurfaced and returned. And
one thing that I really appreciated too is Pat, his wife, said I never felt like I left Nican because the people are so nice, and I just missed everyone so much. And I, for some reason, I just I'm always a Nicaner. And Larry also said that Nican is the best company in the world. And coming from somebody that's been around that knows what's going on, you know, that's a mouthful. And he was so happy to be back, and so humble. And of course, we just gave him a big standing ovation too. And so it was fun. It was great. And I think what it instilled in me again was confidence in Nican, that Nican is the best. I mean, you know, in the corporate world, people come and go, so there's not much. You know, I don't get too shook up about that. I've been around the horn a couple times. I'm 37 years old already, and so. But Larry, you know, someone of that stature to return and make that comment and come back just to be an ambassador, just to promote the world of and words of Nican, I thought was quite a coup for us.
Well, and I asked him. Actually, I got more of my information from Pat's wife, and went up and congratulated her. And I said, "So what will your, you know, title be?" And she said, "We really don't even know." And Larry made the comment that, you know, he's hoping to have a business card that actually tells him what his job description is. But this started actually 2 weeks ago when Tom Watanabe, our CEO, called him and asked him to lunch and literally asked him to come back. And but later, Pat did say that, you know, we're here to support you guys. Where you need us, that's where we'll be. We're not going to have an office at the company, not at all. We just will be out in the field supporting you guys as wellness consultants in whatever role you need us. And I think it's a big step for us to have somebody like Larry as an ambassador who knows the ins and outs, not only the industry, but also this company. And it really will give us that leg up, and one who, for the last couple of years, has been part of other companies that are out there in a consulting form, and actually as an employee, and you know, now to come full circle and come back. Ray, I want to get back to that concept of Nican listens and implementation follows. I don't have a bunch of notes, but one of the things, the core of what has taken place at this MBA event is a lot of breakout groups, a lot of, it hasn't been a lot of people up front talking and telling us what's going on, what the agenda is. Instead, it's, you know, 15, 20 minute, you know, short sessions, and then for 45 minutes to an hour, we'll go out as a collective group, and there's 9 tables that they forced 95 people to squeeze at. I did the math, and I'm watching extra people. Supposed to be in groups of 10, but you know, some of us figured out real quick that you know, you can't put 95 in groups of 10 because you either 5 get left out or 5 have to squish in and make groups of 11 or 12. But literally think tank discussion groups, and we started out focusing in on, you know, what do we need to increase prospecting? What do we need to do to increase the yes factor to get people, and these the discussions that follows, and we came back in as groups and presented these ideas and had some pretty what would you describe them as, lively discussions?
After one session we were at our table, and boy, everybody was just going crazy. First off, when you walk into a room with 95 diamonds and royal diamonds, you can feel the excitement in the air. I mean, sparks are flying anyway. Then we break out, and everyone's supposed to discuss a particular topic. This one staff member, they were trying to get us back into the room so we could talk about, have open discussion of what all the different tables talked about. And we, for some reason, we were really wrapped up. And she kept coming over there, and she said, "I can't believe you guys, you just never stop working." And but it is so much fun, and hearing input from everyone, and it's so great, and everyone gets along well, and so it's just a lot of good feedback. And we have one particular person designated to take notes, and they're just writing as fast as they go, and everybody just talking, and of course everybody's talking at the same time. We finally had to say, wait a minute, that's one person at a time here. But we've gone through and we've talked about a lot of ideas, and as Vance indicated, you know, or mentioned, that this is all about Nican. They brought us down to listen to our opinion. They want to do what's best for the field. Whether or not they're going to implement everything, obviously they won't be able to, and sometimes it's not going to happen, and it's going to happen slowly. Nikon is a big, big company. So, but the fact is that they're listening. They want to do what's best for us, and they want to do what's best for the field. I don't know of another company in the world that is concerned as Nikon is about the field. And so another deep appreciation for Nikon again. This is absolutely unheard of generally, and I've been in the corporate world, and they invite you to meetings like this, but they invite you only to tell you what they're going to do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and we've been, I've been at Nikon events before from a leadership perspective where the agenda is handed to us and said, this is it, this is what we're going to talk about, and any ideas you got, well, go ahead and just check them at the door. And that has not been the case because this they understand that, you know, you look around the room and someone made the comment that, where did I see that? Maybe it's on a piece of paper that they handed to us that the collective income of this group is well exceeds $100 million. And, I mean, that's a lot of charisma wrapped up in a room. And just so you guys know that Ray mentioned the fact of, you know, not everything can be implemented. Some of these things are going to be implemented before we even get on planes and fly back home today and tomorrow. And that, and I think one of the big ones that was a unanimous thing that a lot of people have come into Nikon and all of a sudden when they look at everything, there's this big hurdle that's in front of them that they would like to build a business, they'd like to rise up amongst the leadership ranks, and they see this thing set before them as a silver that, you know, they have to do this and they have to do this. You know, I'm talking aside from the, you know, $500 personal group volume and $20,000 in your you know, $500 personal volume and $20,000 PGV and, you know, three seniors, is that you got to buy this pack or you got to buy this pack or whatever is... we realize that that's the biggest hurdle, and that's a stumbling block. It's literally causing people to trip up and fall. And I talked to Pat Truax last night over dinner, and he said, you know, he just signed up three people. Oh, no, he didn't sign up three people because they saw that hurdle and said, I don't want all those products. I just want to focus in on just the water. He said, I want this under the counter. And they're from Houston, Texas. What do you expect? They got bad water. You know, it tastes like pipe. Or, you know, tastes like Galveston or the Gulf of Mexico, whatever you want to say, but it's not good. And he just wanted to focus in on solely on the water because he's got all these clients and people that he had from his business. But he didn't end up signing up because he didn't want to buy the wellness home pack. And unanimously, I talked to several people that were on the leadership council yesterday. They said, oh, yeah, we already hashed it out. That's gone. It's a no-brainer. It's done. So you guys can take note that some of these things will be implemented literally in minutes to follow. Sometimes it'll take days. And the computer overhaul, one of the things they're implementing, they said by the end of the year we're hoping to see some things, you know, completely changed.
And I think it was nice on Nikon's part to admit too, they implemented these programs, initiated those programs they thought were going to benefit wellness consultants. They did not, and Doug Braun said, you know, we implemented those because we thought it would be your benefit and did not work out the way we thought it was going to. They admit their mistakes and they're willing to take a look. But again, we're a large company, and when you're talking about making changes, it's just not in the United States. We're a global company, and so we have all the different countries to focus on also. So it's not an easy change, you know. So. Just remember that when you have things. The best thing you can do is if you have your opinion, and you should send it to your upline President's Club member, and then we can forward it on in. But everyone, if you have an opinion, the more the better. You know, a squeaky wheel gets the grease, and they're always looking for input. Always looking for
input. Yeah, and there's no such thing as a stupid or dumb idea. I had one of our President's Club members in the organization that couldn't be at the event submit a 5-page document to me, and I've gone over it, or as my 9-year-old daughter said, Dad, what do you mean when you tell people you're going to chew on it on the airplane? Why are you chewing on paper? And I'm like, oh, McKenna, it's a figure of speech. I don't understand. But I chewed over this thing and looked at it, and I talked with one of the leadership council members last night about it and actually going to submit it to Nikon. They want the ideas. And, you know, Ray, you and I were talking about that this morning, and I'm looking over some of the other notes that I wrote down, some of the other breakout sessions that we worked on. But I think the bulk of, and this is, I think, what we really should talk about, so people understand what the consensus or what the attitude and the spirit behind. Last night, I don't even know what brought that on or what got that started. I call it the Nikan Revival or a Come to Jesus meeting or a Share and Care setting, was that several of the leaders had some issues. And I think actually Larry Prophet said something on Thursday night that some of you, you know, when you have a leader leave or you have someone say something that it hurts or may have caused feelings to get ruffled or whatever, that forgiveness needs to happen. And one by one, I think it was Mike DiMuccio last night, Royal Diamond from Toronto, one of your top five income earners, which I thought about that for a while. I thought, man, here's a guy who doesn't need to even say anything. I mean, he could just, blend in. I mean, he's one of the top five income earners, so he's got to be doing really well. So what does he care what happens? But he stepped forward and said, I know I've hurt some people here, and I've been hurt myself. And literally, for over an hour, we had people sharing some really personal things. And it wasn't so much about who said this or, why was this said or, you did this, that. It was really people saying, looking at the spirit of what network marketing brings is that we're all independent wellness consultants. So we all, there's no two fingerprints alike. So we all have our own uniqueness, our own creativity, our own contribution. And yet the problem is when, Ray, you come up with a way of prospecting or presenting Nikan to somebody, and I say, that's a little too heavy on this subject, or that's too, that's a bit, too much of your personality. I don't like that. Matter of fact, I don't like you. And where we get all bent out of shape over stupid silliness, and we need to recognize the fact that, just because one person has a different way of presenting doesn't mean that everybody has to do that. We all have our own uniqueness and our own creativity. And last night, there were a lot of tears. And I shed a few too, and it was just empowering to see grown men and women coming together. And I wrote down that walking out of here, we have a unified field force of leaders. And something that Mike DiMuccio said, I've got your back, I trust you, and I need you. I need to know that that you're behind me, that I can that I can stand out there when I'm presenting Nikan, and I've got this field force of leaders standing behind me, backing up me and everything I say. And then Terry Latham championed and said, I will fight for you. I will go to bat for you. And that was powerful.
Yeah, it absolutely was. And when you, again, I've been in the corporate world, and you get the top leaders in the corporate world, they don't cooperate with each other, only on the surface. But there's competition all the time. And I believe, as William Todd even mentioned, competition in some aspects is good, but in network marketing, Nikan, it hurts us. So we want to cooperate and, as Vance alluded to, unify ourselves and the leaders. And so, again, we have this, walk out of there last night with this warm feeling. Boy, it was great. I can tell you guys that Nikan is gearing itself up to be a world leader. And last few years they've been cleaning up the company and getting it all regrouping, and that's normal too. There was not that there was anything really bad about the company, but there's a book out called Within the Tornado, and Dave Stoltz told me about his Royal Diamond, and how a company grows to a certain level. It kind of level out at your management, levels out at their level of incompetency. And so then they have to bring in new managers, clean things up, and retool so that they can go to the next step. What's their next goal? In our case, it's global. And watching that 8-minute video will be very awakening for you. It'll help you understand why Nikan leadership is focuses on going global, because that's where our economy is going to be, and we are a global economy.
And there's that other element that I've quoted this many times. Saint Francis of Assisi said that preach the gospel in everything we do, use words if necessary. The single most powerful thing that I witnessed last night when we talk about, if you've got ideas and suggestions and opinions, you've got to get them into NECN, because they truly will look at them, you know, whether it's a product idea or, you know, tweaking this to make things better or take away this. And that was that when you look at the individuality and the spirit of creativity, is that we all come up with different things, different programs, so, you know, well, let's prospect this way or let's do this. And that, you know, we come up with some ideas and then we implement them to our group. And, you know, literally, if we grow real fast, then we get, you know, take grief from people. Or if we grow real slow, we take, it doesn't matter what happens. And, but when Mike DiMuccio, literally, he wrote recently a program that he's been using and implementing with this group with a tremendous amount of success. And some other, you know, leaders may not like it, but he literally took his memory stick, his JPEG, and I didn't know what one of those was, you know, JPEG, KPEG, LPEG, and all. I didn't know anything about the computer industry a few years ago, but the whole program is on this little memory stick, and in one sweeping action, he just took and he tossed it to Doug Braun and said, "It's yours. Do with it what you want. You know, let's unify and all come on the same page and use the same program." So that we're all in the, you know, all in this together.
I think that's so great too, and I can tell you too that NECN is spending a great deal of time on our website and on the computer system. So they're improving that all the time to our benefit. They're asking us a lot of questions about what we want and how we want things changed and everything. And again, that's slow moving, but they are doing the best they can to create a website and an internet program that will be simple to use, easy to use for, you know, I didn't know what a memory stick was till the other day. I walked in, I didn't bring one down for someone else, and I went into Office Depot and said, "Where are the memory sticks?" She pointed over there. I went over and looked for a while, and I finally had to go back over and said, "What does it look like?" I didn't even know what it looked like, so I barely know whether I walk to work or take my lunch. So anyway,
thinking like it was a pill to increase your memory, like mental clarity, huh?
I couldn't figure it out. They even told me it plugs in. I thought, well, I couldn't find a cord or anything. It didn't even have a cord. So anyway, it was in a different bit. There's a lot of things we can talk about. There's a couple of comments that I thought were really great, and you know, I'm just taking them out of context now, but there's something that we're really focusing on is helping people build strong organizations. And someone in one of our committees made the statement, it might have been Reed Nelson, he made a really couple good statements, says that, he's, are we creating silvers or are we building silvers? And by creating silvers, I'm talking about someone comes in and buys a wellness home, and they get all the points and everything, and then they find three people to buy the wellness home, and they're silver. Actually, you can do it with two now, or three, two yourself and two others. And that's creating a silver. You don't have any strength there. And so we're spending a lot of time talking about building silver so that when you build yourself to silver, you do have a strong organization. And I know Reed made this statement. He said, if you're going to be successful, he said, you have to believe. And most people, you know, really don't believe. They believe in the products. That's easy. They believe in NECN, roughly. They don't really get too into that too much. But believing in themselves and believing in the concept of network marketing is difficult for people. So if you don't have that belief, it's not going anywhere. So that's where you want to work at. And it's kind of like when you talk to people, people say, well, when somebody says, well, how much money are you earning? Well, it doesn't matter what you earn or I earn. It's what's possible. And NECN states in their brochure, we have people earning $500 a month, $1,000, $10,000, even $100,000 plus a month. And that's a fact, we do. So what do you want? It's up to you. You're an individual. Don't base your future on what I'm doing. You know, I'm really not 37. I'm really 63. And so my approach is going to be different than Vance's, because Vance has a family. I don't have children. He wants to leave a legacy for his family. So his approach is altogether different. So why would I join Vance's group and ask, you know, well, what are you earning? It doesn't matter what I'm earning. NECN is there to help us provide. And not only NECN, the concept of network marketing will allow you to leverage your time to have anything you want. So sit down and think about, what do I want? And what do I want my life to look like 5 years from now? And once you draw it out, and in detail for yourself, what would you like for yourself? What would you want for your spouse? Then your children, your extended family, and then your society. And you list all those, and then sit and ask yourself the one question. What if I don't do network marketing? What's going to happen? And because network marketing, the concept of network marketing, is the only thing that allows you to leverage your time. And then if you're going to make the decision to do network marketing, you might as well go with NECAN, because William Todd, he was out, you know, or he wasn't out, but he'd been studying some programs and different companies and everything, and he came back and he said, NECAN is the best company in the world. Larry Proffitt said that. So once you make a decision to do network marketing, and you'll want to, if you truly want what you say you want, then and most people say too, I want to help other people out. The only way you can help people out is be in a position to do so. So that's network marketing. That's leveraging your time. And enter NECAN, the best company around, and enter our product line. We all know what that's like. So work on your belief in mostly the two areas, yourself and network marketing. Read some books or talk to your upline, someone that's working the business, not someone that's on the fence with you. Don't talk to your neighbor. You know, people will go to a meeting, hear all this good stuff, and then they go tell their neighbor, what they're going to earn, you know, 5 years from now, and their neighbor says, oh, that'll never work, and he talks you out of it. Well, he's in the same boat you are. And I forget that statement that Albert Einstein made. He said,
We cannot solve problems by using the same kind of thinking we used when we created them. That statement was shared several times over the past few days.
So if you want to get someplace, look for someone that's there already, that's walking the talk, been there, set the example, and Vance also alluded to a video that is coming out. It's going to go on our website from Terry Latham. That is absolutely fantastic. It just talks about, and there, Sherry Dorsey, one of his platinums, makes a point about Terry. You ask him how to do something, he just says, watch me, and just watch his back and do what I do. And Terry's out there setting an example, and he's an impressive individual,
And, Ray, I look at where do we go from here? There's a lot of us that still have not bought into the concept of the 90-day rhythm, that every quarter, you know, 2 weeks from today, that there's going to be an event in 71 cities around North America. And, you know, I'm flying clear across the country to Fort Wayne, Indiana, to be with the group there. And I talked to all these different diamonds. They're like, well, where are you going to be? Oh, I'm flying here. The leadership of this company is committed to being where the people are at and to being and supporting them. And if we would just simply get onto that calendar and look at the fact that, well, every 3 months there's going to be an event. If you want to see what's new, if you want to see what NECAN's been working on behind the scenes to implement, and this is where the change takes place, is we're taking these ideas and these concepts, you want to see them put into motion, well, then you have to be at that event and have to take your people, whether they're existing wellness consultants or new people. And that was one of the things Sarah Niles had mentioned to me, that she's a part of the leadership council, is that they came in a half a day early and they hashed out a bunch of things and they said, you know what, the biggest, greatest focus that we need to do at these quarterly events, at the rhythm events, is we've got to gear them for new people, somebody coming in and evaluating. And the agenda on this one is literally geared around that. It's a two-hour program. It's short and sweet and to the point. And as Ray mentioned, the video clip, 7-8 minutes long, by Terry and Aaron Latham, our current Wellness Consultants of the Year, is that little short video clip, if someone watches that, it's like Jeff Van Blerken mentioned yesterday, the Dennis Williams video. He said, you know, more people have come into NECAN because of that, because after sitting there watching Dennis present the facts, that the person sitting there in that audience who was not part of NECAN, they literally felt at the end, man, if I don't do this, I'm an absolute idiot. And I would echo that. If you sit and watch Terry and Aaron and their kids, they truly are the epitome of what the five pillars are. of health is all about. I mean, complete balance, and you see that, and you see that in their interaction with their group and in their wellness previews and their meetings and what they're doing. And that piece, you'll see it on the website very soon. I mean, mark my words. And people will be using it.
You know what I thought was so enlightening about that is Terry's living his purpose. His purpose is always, he's always wanted to be a dad and a good father and a good husband. And he wanted to have a family. That was very, very important to him. And Neken is a vehicle that's providing them for that, you know, that providing him with that opportunity. And watching that video, I mean, it's almost like a fairy tale. It's just only there he sits, and here he is. He's walking the talk. And going back to that 90-day rhythm, Vance, or that 90-day planner, I would really get into using that planner. And I have to apologize to my group. I haven't been doing that as well as I should. But I had someone in my group was talking to someone, and they were saying they wanted to do earn so much money and so in certain length of time. So they put in the total. I believe it was Tim Nihil did this. And Tim said, put the total down that she indicated she wanted. And then he backed into it. How many customers are going to sign up? How many preferred customers? And how many consultants are you going to enroll during that period to earn that income? And so she filled that out or indicated what she's going to do. I'm going to put in one new senior, five customers, five preferred customers, and so on. And so then estimated their sales each, and he said, well, that will not help you achieve your goal. That's only about two-thirds of it. And so what it did for her is show her that she had a goal, but she didn't have a plan to achieve it. And so this will keep you on task. And also, if you want to be successful, you have to be accountable to someone. Very, very important to be accountable to someone. And in the corporate world, when I had my store, I had Monday morning meetings, and Friday night they had to turn in their sales sheets. Everyone turned in their sales sheets, and I looked over the weekend. Monday morning we had to discuss them, and then I wanted to know what they were going to do the following week. That's business. And I was in the corporate world. I was in management. New York would call me and ask me what I'm going to do and what are my goals for the year and months and weeks, and I would tell them, and then they'd write back and tell me what I'm really going to do. They didn't even pay attention to me. But so, I mean, here you get to set your own goals, and this gal, in that case, now she had to either increase her activity or lower her estimates, but either way she wins because it's realistic now, and that will help people build their belief in the system, and because there is a system. And if you're talking to a strong business builder, if you're using that 90-day program, when you walk up to them and say, I am kind of interested, Ray, I would like to take a look at this. And then you whip out that 90-day plan and show them that, and that's impressive. They know you're organized, you know you have a plan of action, and that's what business people do. And so I would really start working on that plan, and if you haven't done it so far, get ready, bring it to the expo or the 90-day rhythm of business, talk to the leaders there, and find some accountability team to work with, and get on board with that. I definitely am going to do that now.
Well, and if we look at the fact that we look at it from the perspective of having a cycle, and you want to build everything around a calendar event, looking ahead to Orlando, and that we know we'll be there. But if you look at it from the perspective of, hey, this is how the company works. This is how things work. We, you know, normally in a 5-day work week or a 4-day, you're working 4-10s or 5-8s. Is you know what the cycle will be. You know what you expect when you go in on Monday morning. You know that you're looking, you know, we're all looking forward to Friday. And that's how we work with Neken. It's in this 90-day rhythm. And that again, the key is building around. And I challenge everybody that's out there that think about the last rhythm events you've been a part of. Did you not walk away empowered, motivated, informed, and knowing, hey, I got to do more? And I was talking with Martha Herring last night, one of our diamonds, and she said, Vance, the greatest thing that I realized from being here is I need to do more. I'm not doing my part. as a leader. And speaking of Martha, I got a note right in front of me, and she asked me to mention this. If you are anywhere near Waynesboro, Virginia, and if you know people in the Waynesboro, Virginia, a couple weeks after the Rhythm event, the Science of Niken event is taking place on March 8th. And she's got a whole lineup. I think Peter Goldberg and Ann Boda, I can't remember all the people that are going to be, just power-packed. But here's another website. You want to write it down, grab a pen, you know, a chunk of charcoal or chalk or whatever you got nearby you. Simply www.globalpartnerships.biz. Globalpartnerships.biz. Great website. All the information is there. Again, anybody near Northern Virginia, you want to get them to that event on March 8th. And things will change, and they're going to see it's more of the science and technology behind what's going on with Niken. Ray, let's wrap this up, and I thought I might have an opportunity to open up the lines for some Q&A, but it's not going to work. But and again, Ray, you mentioned something, and I don't want to finish with this. That you guys, if you've got suggestions, you've got input, get it to your Upline President's Club member. And if you don't know who that is, start calling up the line until you find somebody who is. And if you don't think they're competent or they're not an active participant and leader or whatever, find somebody who is. You know, or here, I'll take a step of faith. Here's an email address. Write it down. You get it to me, and I'll make sure that it not only gets to Niken, but I'll get it into the few hands of a few of the leadership council members. And I'll make sure that they get some implementation, because if it's worthy of being shared, then it's worthy of being heard by them. And, my email address is simply vsrogers995@aol.com. That's V as in Vance, S as in Stacy, last name Rogers, R-O-G-E-R-S, 995@aol.com. And I'm serious about that. We want to hear what's going on in the field. And I'll save you guys the time of typing up the email. If you're going to tell us to get the Far and Fred Long Johns and the Far and Fred Socks, it's duly noted. We've already been talking about that. Everybody knows we want them back. So you save yourself the time of sending that email, because we know. And it'll be marketed like Niken sleepwear. I think Uhuva Simone said last night, we need them in red with pink lacing.
And, you know, as Vance stated earlier, there's no dumb question, and there's no dumb comment either. You never know whether your idea is going to be worthy or not, and whether or not it'll fit into the system. But they may not take it as a whole, but they can always modify it, use a version of it or whatever. So whatever you have, if it's embarrassing to send, just state that on there. Everybody understands it. Some of the things that we talk about here, too, the same way. They're dumb, and they'll say, you know, I honestly don't know how you can pull this off, but we should be doing something like this. And state your issue. That's what really makes a difference. We all have great ideas, so keep that in mind.
And keep it short and concise and to the point, because that just makes it easier to see implementation happen. But I think that looking back over this whole event, that... I think we really need to understand that this company is constantly changing and evolving. And if you go to that website again, www.shifthappens.wikispaces.com, and you watch that 8-minute thing, and it's not a I don't know how to describe it. It's not an entirely entertaining thing. It's just mind-boggling. You're gonna like Ray said, you're gonna sit and want to have a note, paper, and a pen handy, and write some things down. And I'm sure you could probably pause it, because I wanted to pause it several times because I couldn't write. My pen was starting to smoke after a few minutes. But you're going to be alarmed about our culture is changing. Things are happening at such a rapid rate. And that video clip presented that the amount of information and knowledge that is being produced today. And we're a company that's evolving. And when you look at it from the perspective of what is our single greatest attribute, well, it's our people. And when people's lives changed, and we've all experienced that, whether it's through the products or the business or humans being more. On a note on that, if you've not been through the humans being more / business fundamental training, NECAN is really, they passed around a sheet to everybody and said, look, we need your commitment. We need you as Royal Diamonds and Diamonds to be at these events to implement change, to help train our people. And so they've limited the number of those events that you're going to see. However, in the process of doing that, they've been more laser focused. And so I'm looking at the schedule, and I called Stacy at home and said, hey, which one of these dates works out for us, and you know, how far can we travel? And then I went to some of the local leaders in that area, and I said, would it be okay if I came in there? They said, absolutely, we want you. And I think that was it. That was a big, huge thing. And that, and some of you have been to that, and we'll talk about it on an upcoming call. But you guys just know that what's happened. And I want to thank those of you who read my email seriously, and were praying for us, and continuing to pray for this group of leaders here that are meeting. Because there's a lot of, I mean, it could have went a lot of different directions, especially last night. And I'm telling you, man, there was just a. It was like an anointing, and I don't want to get too spiritual on people, but it was powerful. I mean, think about your first experience at Humans Being More and how people come with baggage, and that baggage stays there. It's almost like a wood chipper, and, you know, people were sharing feelings and sharing ideas and stuff. Some of that stuff got shredded up, and it's no more, and I think it'll become, you know, koi food for the fish pond out front, but it's dealt with. And we're moving forward, onward and upward. And you get that date of in Orlando in October on your calendar. And don't waver and think about, well, maybe we'll go there, maybe, you know. No, if you're serious about this and you're serious about changing your life and serious about changing your future, and then you want to see change happen, and you want to just experience a much better life, then you need to be in Orlando. And we as leaders are committed to making things happen and change. So, Ray, closing thoughts?
Okay, and it's not whether or not you should go to Orlando, it's how many people you're going to take to Orlando. And take somebody, you know, as many people as you can there, because that's where, once they see the big picture again. But my closing comment would be, when you're looking at this 8-minute video, just remember that NECAN is positioned to, and is continuing to position itself to deal with this economy, this global economy. And so that in itself should make you really feel good, made me feel good.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Thank you, Vince.
You know, thank you, Ray. I appreciate it so very, very much. Let me finish with this and a quick announcement, other than, again, Martha Herring's event, and that website, if you didn't get it, is www.globalpartnerships.biz, www.globalpartnerships.biz, and that's on March 8th. But next week, Andre Dury will be with us. And Andre, if you've not heard of him before, is a water and basically an environmental specialist. He was featured on a radio program, and I think it was 5 programs that he did. And I heard the CDs of this program, and I'm talking powerful. You're going to want to come next Saturday morning with pen and paper or in front of your keyboard to write down some notes about where our environment, and I'm not talking about global warming and saving the polar bear and supporting Al Gore. That has nothing to do with that. This is talking about what we can do as individuals to literally facilitate a change in our environment, a change in our world by simple choices that we make, and how NECAN is supporting that and literally to enable and empower us to be able to do that. Next week we're going to be talking about water, and then the week after that we've got the rhythm event, so there won't be a call. But the week after that, the first call in March, I believe it's on March 1st, we'll be talking about air and what we can do to change that. So next week it's water, and then 2 weeks after that we're going to be focusing on air. And I guarantee you this is going to empower you to take NECAN's newest revitalized, completely overhauled product. It's going to equip you to be better informed and just being a better servant to the people you come across, and you'll be empowered. Well, I know that Ray and I need to slip out, and I haven't even gotten in the shower yet, but I know it's going to take Ray longer to get prettier and looking more like me. But I tell you what I'm going to do here, just on a whim, is finish up this call, and I'm sure Brad's already stopped the recording, and I know Nancy Cosman and Cleveland to stop the recording because her recording device only goes 45 minutes. So, but I'm going to open up the line, and if you've got a question or comment, or if you've got something that you're passionate about, and if you just want to sit and listen, then I'm going to just ask you to hit *6 because things can get kind of chaotic here when we do this. But if you've got a question that you think maybe we should just march over to NECAN across the street today and say, hey, this would be the burning thing that we need to see, to air it. Okay? And again, if you got a line and you got a kid screaming in the background, or if you're frying up bacon or, you know, chitlins or whatever it is you're doing, or your toilet's flushing, hit *6 for us, because we don't need to hear that. But Ray's pulling out paper and pen and he's ready to go. So Ray, on your phone there, hit *5 for us.
Presentation mode is now disabled.
Okay. Go ahead.
Recently, the Body Energizer has been on back order since December.
Mm-hmm.
Any notification or anything from the company, these people have hit their charges, and they didn't know what was going on with them.
We got a fax line. We got a fax line. I don't know how we get a fax line coming into a conference call. I better figure it out. I'm not sure if I should grab a roll of toilet paper and hold it real tight, and maybe it'll start printing out a message or something off the roll. I don't know how that works, but the Body Energizer. And who was that suggested that? But I'll make a note and put it in my email next week.
Gina DePaoli with this.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Gina.
Now, Vance, this is Ralph Powers. One of the things that we've been talking about is the omega-3 oils, getting them outside of the packet.
Separating it out as an individual product, right?
Right. Women that have had breast cancer cannot take anything or are instructed not to take anything with estrogen, no matter what, whether natural or artificial. And so we're putting ourselves out of that market when we market them strictly in the packet.
Okay. Great. Well, I can get the answers to both of these by going to Nancy Cahey, who used to be, she was Dave Balzer's assistant, and the Omega Oil Individual. Okay. Great.
Hi, Ben. Could you maybe just close, because I tried to get in and it didn't go in.
Okay, say that. I think that was Dottie. Is that correct? It's kind of breaking up on me here.
About that website, press it in that. I'd appreciate it.
Okay, so you punched in the website and it's not giving you that that video link.
No, it isn't.
The shift happens. Wikispaces.com.
Vance, it does it. I just sent Ray a YouTube address. It'll put you on that site.
Okay, what's the YouTube address?
Oh, criminy, YouTube.com.
Okay, well, I'll make sure I get it out in my email this week. So send it to me.
I'll send you a copy also.
Thank you, Mr. Timothy Nyhul. Appreciate it.
Ralph Powers.
Oh, Ralph. Thank you, Ralph.
Good morning, Ralph.
Hi, Ray.
Hey, anything else?
Thank you.
Yes, this is Jane in Alabama.
Go ahead, Jane.
Thank you. The website search, when you're searching for a local NECAN representative, it doesn't show yourself. Like, I'm a silver and I don't show up on the web search.
Okay, and the reason why it does that, a little bit of education for you here real quick, you have to be a gold or above. Active gold or above on AutoShip and have a website as a gold for that to show up. That's why you're not coming up on that.
And if you're gold and you're not showing up, make sure your email address is on your
profile.
Your profile.
But I'd like the input to go to consider changing that so that all people who want to be shown up on the website to be able to show up.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. I've duly noted. I've written it down.
Thank you.
That's
that was
it?
My comment too about the silver.
Okay.
Yeah, because we only have one goal in Massachusetts.
Okay, so Dottie is seconding that motion then. Okay. Active silvers, I'm trying to figure out how to write this, be listed as content.
You know, your criteria might be, I mean, I've been with the company for 12 years.
Right.
Anybody should be able to be listed.
Okay.
And this is Liz in Huntington.
Well, good morning, Liz, just down the road from us.
Yes, how are you?
Doing wonderful.
My perennial request, get the gluten out of the nutrition.
I knew that was coming. Yeah, Liz, I don't think you need to worry so much about that because there's these two ladies that are pretty passionate about nutrition, and they've been kind of on a soapbox since last May.
Very, very closely affiliated with you, I presume?
Yeah, very closely affiliated to me. One brought me into this world, and the other one is her partner in crime. Ruth Williams and Char Rogers are literally, they are doing, and they, behind the scenes, there's some stuff going on that you guys don't know about. And I don't even know about it. I don't want to know about it because then I'm held responsible for keeping secrets. But we're going to see some neat and exciting changes with not only our body balance products, but also the nutritional line as far as the gluten, as far as the, what do they call that, the soy, that's the soy protein that's GM modified or whatever. Ours is good, but at the same time, it's, Liz, you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, it's all it's the gobbledygook that we don't want to consume.
Right.
Yeah,
someone told me that, you know, the more I keep taking of that, I'm going to get man boobs. I don't want man boobs.
Yeah, and I got to tell you all something. A half ago, I walked into headquarters, and as I was standing at the front balcony there talking with Gina, walks Larry Prophet. I knew he was back. I got a hug. It was the most amazing experience if you've ever had a Larry Prophet.
When did this happen, Liz?
This happened, it will be 2 weeks coming Tuesday, so it's a week and a half ago.
Oh, you should have called us, man. That would have been a good secret to pass around. So
I kept it all to myself, and I've been just gloating in that the feel of that Larry Prophet hug.
That's great. Yeah, I even learned some news about, you know, different employees and who's dating who and, you know, whether there might be wedding plans in the future. But that's a whole other call in itself. So any other suggestions, concepts, ideas you guys want to throw our way?
Okay, both.
What's that? I heard a male voice say something.
Hey, Dan?
Yes.
Terry in California. I have a couple questions that I really would like to ask Dr. Naidu.
Okay. The best way to anything, Sarah White is the one that you can send those to, and Sarah's email, and you can either call her direct or simply email her, and she'll forward those on, because I don't have Dr. Naidu's email address.
Okay.
But she's the one that handles all the corporate speakers, whether it's Peter Goldberg, Roger Drummer, Dr. Naidu. You can email her at simply Sarah, SARAHW, at nikin.com.
Wonderful, thank you.
I think
you.
She spells her name that way, yeah, it's not S-A-R, yeah. So again, if you get it to me, I'll make sure she gets it to you. She's very, very thorough about following up with that.
Great,
stuff.
Thanks.
Ben?
Yeah.
This is Curtis Aubrey.
Yes, Curtis, go ahead.
Hey, I have a suggestion. In the auto ship, they often put in a promotional piece of paper, high-gloss paper, promoting the quarterly event or something.
Mm-hmm.
And almost every single time it arrives in my auto ship at the very bottom of the box, under the cardboard flap.
Okay.
Like they put it in the box first, and then put the noodles in, and then put everything else in.
Okay. So auto ship quarterly promotion flyer needs to go in on top or right in. It really should be taped to one of the products.
Exactly.
Literally. Yeah, with a little bit, you know, just a dab of rubber cement. Auto ship quarterly promotion affixed. Got it.
And I think they need a little more education. At least 1 out of 10 times for the, you know, last decade, something comes that it's broken or damaged.
Okay.
So they still need to improve packaging.
Okay.
They're really great about, you know, taking care of it when you call.
Sure. Oh, absolutely.
It's all automatic, so all they have to do is position it down line a little ways, and that should be easy to take care of.
Yeah, that's an easy fix. Okay, great. Anybody else?
It's Justine from Indiana. Just keep up the good work. We enjoy these Saturday calls, and you are in our book.
Thank you, Justine. I know. I don't ever have to worry about, you know, like Mike Muscio said, you know, worrying about who's got my back, because I got Justine on mine. You know,
sure do. You and the whole
right behind me.
That's absolutely. And what is a good book you would recommend for marketing?
What's that?
What is a good book you would recommend for network marketing, to know more about network marketing?
Yeah, anything by John K. Lynch or Burke Hedges, or, you know, my favorite, always all-time favorite, I think I got more out of it, because I was you know, illegally reading it on a prayer and fasting retreat, and I was only supposed to be reading my Bible. Maybe that's why I got so much out of it. But who stole the American dream?
Got it.
That, we've brought more people to Nikan with that book than I think anything else. And there, but there's tons of great stuff out there. But
I know there is. I just wanted to see. Thank you.
What's that?
That's
I love having the elevator music on here, too. That's handy.
You know, going back to that book again, John Kalin should be the best. Should be a model of the market. Should be reading for everyone. Because it starts you out the way you should, you know. When you start second chapter, it says, if you complete the exercise in chapter one, if you didn't, go back and do that. Don't go to chapter two. Do you do that? And the exercise is, what do you want NECAM to provide for you? Or what do you want network marketing to provide for you? So it helps you build that dream, and then that, you know, leads up to Dare to Dream, Work to Win book, or, you know, somebody dream book or vision book that so, and there's a NECAN version of that too. Success had them on sale recently for about 70% off.
Yeah, that's not Sex Express, it's Success Express, just in case you were confused. All right. No other comments, questions?
Yeah, Van.
Go ahead. Was that, I got to New Orleans, but I missed the name.
Van, Harry Henderson.
Good morning, Harry.
I've still occasionally had problems with waiting too long to put orders in on the 28th. I know that the last week I got Daryl on the phone. He had 14 minutes to have his consultant in the position. And after 3 minutes, you know, I couldn't put her on the call. She had to go. So
sure.
I'm trying to bring her in. And then the next day I called randomly, you know, put another order in. It was 5 minutes. So, you know, it's still happening. It's frustrating with the new meeting.
I'm going to make a note, and I'll ask Daryl Merritt about that.
I talked to him about it. I think we got to go further.
Okay. What was his explanation, Harry?
Well, you know, it was a random deal, and, you know, it doesn't happen. I said, I got the excuse, a new promotion, right, the last week. I said, well, you guys know this kind of stuff, you know? It's very frustrating to business people to have to wait. It's okay, I can do something else, but I was helping somebody, you know, put an order in.
Okay.
Very, very, I still find that it just takes too long to put orders in.
Now, Harry, what's the reason why you're not doing them online?
Well, I have a lot of people that thought, you know, she's not signed up. She's new to the phone.
Okay, I see.
I'm better at the phone anyway.
You don't have to tell me that.
I'm a phone guy. And I drop my computer, you know, I do fussy things.
Yeah, no, I completely understand. Okay, well, I'll ask Daryl about that and see what can be done to. And I'll tell you, what's been fascinating is watching Daryl Merritt sit at the back of the room and just listening to all these different ideas. And he's like, okay, yep. And I talked to him briefly yesterday, and he said, man, it's great to see some, you know, ideas and concepts that you've been part of, seeing them, you know, not only implemented but knowing how much it's going to empower people. So there's, yeah, okay, got it. All right.
And Lynn Marie.
Go ahead, Lynn Marie.
And the time on hold, actually, when people, they really get frustrated.
Okay. So echoing what Harry just said. Okay. Lynn, you cut in and out, so I think I got the gist of what you said, but not sure.
The extended lengthy time on hold.
Right. I got that. Extended lengthy time on hold.
Thank you.
Okay. Got it. Okay, guys, if there's no one else, again, if you got something, call me, email me. I'd be happy to assist you and get some of these things. I got five good ones right here, and we'll take them over this morning and see what we can, you know, have happen.
If I got to throw one more in.
One more.
Older people are not computer people. I understand the company's not making some brochures anymore, and I understand the paperless. A lot of the older people are not computer. We lose them.
Okay. But putting the same information in printed form. Yeah, got it. No, and I, yeah, we're going to see more of that in the magazine and then other flyers and whatnot too. So, okay, got it. Yeah, I think who was it? Harold Korner talked about that. You know, 72, 73 years, 71 years, that third generation. Keep kind of. Okay, well, you guys, thank you so much.
Have a question.
You have a question.
Have a question.
Go ahead.
Catalog. Will they have a change in price?
You're going to see some price changes in the catalog. They'll you know, of course, when there's price changes, they, you know, go to the printer automatically, or they'll, you know, tear it off the printer and put the new one in. But yeah, that's when the new prices will take effect. It doesn't happen until March 1st, I believe. That 10% increase on certain products. But that'll be changed in the catalog, and you'll see those, you know, printed soon, be printed soon.
You order them now, will there be a change?
No. And again, it's just a small batch of products. It's not across the board. And I think it needs to be stated and people reminded that, you know, in the 15 years that I've been associated with this company, they've never had a price increase on the mainline items. I mean, the same insoles that I bought for $48 in 1992 still cost $48 today. Well, just now is that price actually going to change. And I mean, that's huge. And the technology has been overhauled and modified and implemented, you know, 4 times they've enhanced that technology, and yet the price is still the same. So again, it's just a slight 10% increase on certain items.
Yeah, and you would almost be able to hand write the changes, and there's just a handful of items, so I wouldn't be too concerned about that.
Yeah. So, okay, you guys, thank you so much.
Thank you
for being on the call, and look forward to chatting with you next week. So you guys have a great weekend. Get your list of people laid out for 2 weeks from now. Get them to the Rhythm event. I mean, if you're smart, that's what you'll be doing right now. And calling them, hounding them, dragging them if you have to, kidnapping, I don't care. Tie them up, take them with you, but get your people to that event. So, talk to you guys next Saturday with Andre. Have a great weekend, and thanks for being on the call. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Bye.